Dying.
D-Y-E-I-N-G. Dying. Coloring. Yeah. Okay. And we're going to understand, unravel the mystery that is Shabbos makeup. Is there such a thing as Shabbos makeup? If so, what is it and how does it work? Does anybody here have Shabbos makeup?
No.
No? No one? All right. Yeah. I mean,
maybe we'll get it then.
What?
Maybe we'll get it.
Not after I'm done with it. No, it's not. We'll see. Okay. I'm not going to trash it, obviously, but okay. Says the Mishnah. We've seen this Mishnah a number of times, so now we're just going to, we're going through each malacha as we hit it. Says the Mishnah, Avos Malachas Arbaim Chasavacha. We all know that there are 39 Malachas of Shabbos. So now we did, I skipped, you notice I cut out the Ofer, the winnowing and the reaping, all the ones dealing with the wheat. Now we're on to many of them that have to do with shearing and cloth and sewing. So one of them is HaGozei Zasah Atzemer, shearing, and we're going to see that shearing has ramifications for the human body as well, because many of us don't shear our animals. We don't have animals to shear. But, you okay over there? You look ready to go. Are you like, okay. You got the doctor right here. Vahamalavno, okay. And bleaching it, right, because when you shear wool, then you have, it's dirty. Wool is very, very dirty. Then it has to be bleached. Vahamanaspo, beating it. Hatshovo, dyeing it. The Hatovev, and spinning it, the Hameshach, and stretching the warp on the loom. It's interesting how the rabbis determined what's a malacha, what, you know, each individual act is a specific malacha. Okay, Osei Shnei Batei Nirim, making two loops, weaving, etc., etc. So today we're going to talk about Hatsovo, which is dying. So what is the act of dying? What's the difference between dying something and writing? Both of them, yeah.
Then you are giving a color, yeah. Right. Writing is creating a letter. Then you are painting.
And dying is something that may have a color, but you're changing, putting another color.
Okay.
Isn't dying more permanent?
Not necessarily. Writing, writing is also the same kind of level of permanence or lack thereof. You done with this?
This is mine.
You done with it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, these are good. I'm glad we have this good example. Okay. I forgot to bring all my stuff today. I apologize. All right, we'll have to deal with that this stuff. So we're going to see what the measurement is. I think you're right, Miriam. Writing is creating a specific symbol with a pen, with whatever. You could use the same colored pencil to write, and you can use the same colored pencil to color without making a symbol.
Yeah.
Let's say you take a colored pencil and you just...
Scribble.
No, not scribble. Not scribble a mark. You just
filling in a...
Right, filling in an area. Okay? That's a problem of dying, because you're not making... You say, well, I'm not making a mark. I'm not making a specific...
Would I cry in other ways?
But you're changing the color of the paper from white...
Correct.
Presumably to purple.
Correct. Okay. Says Mishnah. And we're going to see... This has ramifications. I'm not going to go through the obvious ones. One may not paint their house on Shabbos. Okay, can we take that for granted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cannot make a tie-dye T-shirt on Shabbos. Okay, there you go. All right. These are not really difficult issues for most people. So we're going to talk about the areas where dying does affect people, where it does come into play. Let's say, for example, a person has diabetes. Okay, so they have to take sometimes instead of doing blood. Sometimes they do a urine test, right? So how do you do a urine test? Mm-hmm. What happens in here?
So there's a street,
right?
And there's a chemical reaction where there's sort of like squares and the color change to exactly.
Excellent.
But it's for fail, so you are out.
Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no. Remember we said it depends on what kind of health level you're at, how much you have to monitor. So if it's a derabbanan, you're right. A diabetic who needs to check their blood sugar for a derabbanan would be permitted. But what if that's a d'oraisa? You're only allowed to violate a d'oraisa if life is in danger. Maybe you'd have to find another way. So we'll have to talk about that. Judah Isaacs has a set of glasses. You might have noticed this, that when he goes out in the sun, it turns dark. Are you allowed to use those on Shabbos?
You're not
really
doing anything to change the color. You're just going out
into
the sun.
Okay, good. Can you take a picture on Shabbos with film?
No.
Why not?
It's a skin
color. Because
it's inside the lens, that's how it's changing color.
I'm just exposing it to the sun.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
Yeah.
And
let's say it's all mechanical. I click.
I understand.
I no electronics.
But first of all, you're carrying the camera with you.
But if it's not us, or it's the camera, it's Mutter.
You know something? No.
You understand what I'm saying? Take away all electronics. It's one of those old Hasselblad cameras with just a... What?
You should. I mean, what happens is the paper is impregnated with, I forgot what, and there's just a change in that.
It's just a camera.
There's no picture, there's no nothing. Right. Then you develop it, and then you change the colors. But if you don't develop the...
The light is clearly... it's not the same. It's not perceptible to the human eye.
Exactly.
It's not perceptible to the human eye. But it's certainly not the same, right? You're just exposing. So the idea of saying, well, you're just exposing something to sunlight is not necessarily true. Can you sit out and get a tan on Sabbath?
Depends what you're doing. If you know you're doing it with a chemical on your skin, I'd say no.
Yeah.
It's not hard to take.
You're sitting outside and it happens. What can you do?
Well, what if a person loves sitting in the sun?
Mm-hmm.
This is a great thing.
Breathing outside.
It all depends on what you do.
If you're watching your kids play this at the playground, you're going to be right out in the sun.
In a bathing suit. I'm leaving in a bathing suit just to get a suntan, you can't.
Why not?
Because you're going for the specific purpose of getting
that
suntan.
Okay, so that's us, sir.
If you sit down, you
I'm asking you, why not?
Because it's not Sabbath day, that's why.
Well, suntan does.
I didn't ask you, I didn't say, should you? I said, can you?
You could.
You
probably could, but it
right. I said that if you go into specifically for a suntan, you can't.
You're not allowed to.
No. But if
not
you to read a book, you can't.
But it's the same thing.
No, you're not going for something.
But you also have the attention to
pain. Okay, intention is different. But all these questions, very interesting questions. So what are we going to talk about? And finally, obviously, there's obviously the issue of makeup. Okay? Mm. Another example. Can you add food coloring to your let's say you have icing, and I want to add food coloring to, I have a plain icing, and I want to add food coloring to my icing. Or, let me ask you another question. Can I make coffee? You all know the answer that I could make coffee, but what are you doing when you take coffee?
Creamer? No, you color the water. You color
right?
The water.
I take clear water, and I make it dark.
Yeah.
Am I not dying when I do that?
It's the purpose. It's not to color it.
For food, it's different, and we'll talk about that. Okay, what about, let's say, for example, this happens, I've been thinking about this one. If you're here for Shalat Shudis, you'll notice we have egg salad sometimes. So ever since Ruby Single started working for Paul Coney, he learned a lot of neat tricks. Right, so what does he do for the egg salad?
He has green eggs.
Oh, that's just
paprika.
Yeah,
different coloring.
Right, different coloring. Is that permitted on Shabbos?
Must be. He does it.
I don't know, but I don't know, but it tastes good.
That's what
makes that one.
Yeah. What about icing? I'm gonna eat it.
It's all the messy.
What do you do with it?
All these things you got to think about.
So if you're doing for the taste or you're doing for the color?
Oh, that's a good question.
Doing it for the color, because food coloring
is
pepper.
That's flavor.
That's for the taste.
Right. We'll talk about that. Okay.
Just a little bit
later. Oh,
now
you're
talking about your
tanning. When you're
bathing
suit.
Uh-huh.
It's a bathing suit.
That's not
really,
that's not appropriate dressing
job. Bathing
suit.
Shabbos,
not
talk
at all.
Sleep in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Why
what?
Sleep in a bathing suit.
Taking
a nap.
Or you have, like on the roof.
You're from Peru, right? What's the weather like in the summer in Peru?
Very nice.
Oh, it's nice? Florida, I don't know. Okay. Hanotel Tipanav Zubazu. Says the Mishnah. Let's say I use my fingernail to cut off another fingernail. I'm not cutting it, I'm taking it off.
I would ask
you what?
You bite it, is that what they were saying?
Oh, Bashinav, or you bite it. I'm on page one, the bottom. Bechain Sharo, or you somehow, I don't know, with your hair. Bechain Shvamo, or your lip, right? You bite off a piece of your lip. Bechain Zekano, or your beard. The chain ha godeles. Similarly, what about a woman who braids? The chain ha kocheles. What about a woman who braids? We're not going to go specifically into it.
No,
yeah.
I don't know what this means.
Braid.
Braid your hair.
I'm pretty sure you can.
What's the
Because it's a problem of reading.
And you're, you know, what would you do with her? How long do you want to collect?
There's an art to it, African American.
I'm not sure. I don't know weaving there. I haven't studied it. Okay?
Kochalet should be the word.
Kochalet is?
Who colors blue.
Right. What would they do? What would women color blue? Their eyes. That's right. Hang on, Pokeshet. Similarly, Pokeshet. Well, the Gemara talks about Pokeshet. We won't talk about it now. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're Chayev. Chayev means what? What type of violation? They said Chayev. What kind of violation is that?
A
Dioraisa. Very good. So Eliezer says, a woman who puts on eyeliner on Shabbos is violating an Issa Dioraisa. Biting the fingernails, he says, is a problem of gozes, shearing. Because you're cutting off a part of the body, just like it would be cutting off a part of your hair. Right. People are not aware of this. Biting fingernails and things like that, not permitted. You have to be careful about that. What? Right. The worst, the hangnails are the worst. Okay. The Chachamim Osrim is some
sibuk. So what's the problem of biting a fingernail?
With gozes, with shearing. Not a shearing.
Shearing, okay.
The Chachamim Osrim is shavus. Okay, and the Chachamim forbid it because not of a Dioraisa. Shabbos means a Dirabbanan, rabbinically prohibited. So now I have, this is the English Kahati, which is a wonderful edition to have. It's a great way of studying Mishnah. Says the Kahati, okay, Rabbi Elazar Mechayev, see in the bottom, Rabbi Elazar declares liable to bring a sin offering, for all these are derivatives of the main activity. Cutting one's nails, mehair, mustache, or beard are derivatives of shearing. Braiding the hair and the pokeset are derivatives of building. Okay, we'll get to that somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Coloring blue is a derivative of writing, according to the Rambam. The Gemara, however, concludes that coloring blue is a derivative not of writing, but of dyeing.
More so.
Okay. Wait. The Rambam had his position. I didn't go into the details of it. Now I'm back into Hebrew. Sorry.
Is the color blue specifically?
No, that was what they would call it. That's just how they would do it. You know, the Babylonian women or the, you know, women in Israel, it was all blue. Okay. Says the Rambam. So we'll go to the Rambam. We're going to see the Chaye Adam, and then we'll go straight to the Halacha. Hatzolvea chut sharko arba tzvachim. Oh, you have to dye one thread. That's as long as four tzachim. 1, 2, 3, 4. About a foot. Minimum of a foot long thread. Oh, davar she'efshar litzvot mimenu chut kazeh. Or the amount of wool it would take you to spin that much wool, from that much thread. Chayav. That's a d'oraisa. Okay, so if you said for some reason, oh, you know, I have my white tablecloth, but I'm serving, I really want it to be brown. And you have, oh, I got this coffee here. So you take your white tablecloth, and you dip it in the coffee on Shabbos?
Oh, yeah.
Why you would do that, I have no idea.
I'll match your plates or something.
Right, you're going to got to match it. It's very important. People are very particular about
nothing
these things.
Better to do.
My children have had done things like that.
You already have a thing, you just want to continue to make it.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that exact case. Let's say, for example, Miriam had a wine-colored napkin.
Purple.
Right? It was fading. And lo and behold, what do you know? Matt accidentally spilled a whole thing of grape juice on the floor. So Miriam's... So as Miriam says, you know, I could clean this up with whatever, but instead, this is really thick grape juice. I'm going to clean it up with my purple one, because that'll work wonderfully. That is clearly not permitted. Now, is Miriam therefore, is she permitted to take her white towel and clean up that spill? Because what's going to happen is, you know, very often, if it's a thick enough juice, no matter how long you put it in the wash, it's permanent. Is someone permitted to do that or not? You say no? Uh-huh. You say it's forbidden?
Well, I guess then you're going to be upset about it being ruined all for Shabbos, I'm wondering.
The same is if something...
Is that considered dying or not?
Yeah, the same is if something... Yeah. Oh, but this is erasing.
Yes, you're saying.
No. If something just came...
You're not allowed to bleed?
You're not allowed to clean. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, to clean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But if, for example,
you get a spot on yourself, but you're allowed to clean it on Shabbos?
No,
grape juice spilled on yourself.
No. If grape juice spilled on yourself, you're not allowed to take something and try to get it out.
But I'm
not
allowed to
water it.
What?
You put up the cold water?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Well,
you
stain on your clothes?
Sure, you just keep the wet.
The only thing you can do is, if the stain dries, you can scrape off the dry part. That's all you can do. Happens a lot. You know what you can do?
Don't worry.
Put on a new shirt.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do. There's almost nothing you can do.
But you're not allowed to clean.
No, you're allowed to clean up. This is different. The question I'm asking you is, here I have a spill in a white cloth. Right, I have to clean it up. You don't have to clean it up.
Yeah,
in the middle of the floor.
Your carpet.
Okay. Nothing. There's nothing you can do. If you
get on a paper towel and just push down on it.
No. No.
Will not
stain.
Not
red pop.
Forget about
rye. Forget about red pop. 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 Forget about red pop.
Forget So do anything. What can I do?
Go on the carpet.
Why?
It can't happen.
Why?
Wow.
You probably use OxyClean.
Okay, so again, what I'm saying to you, you're certainly allowed to clean up a spill. You don't have to leave your spills on Shabbos. Let's say you spill...
No, on your clothes.
On your clothes?
Yeah.
See, I have this... I don't know. I shouldn't brag about this. This little stain on my shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get that out? You either take it to the cleaner, or you take a little cloth, you dab it, you get a little wet. And, right, exactly. You can't do that. That for sure you can't do. Right, that you're not allowed to do. That's the problem of malabane. Malabane is cleaning, it's washing out, right? It's whitening.
But it's in your doctor.
You can't put it in water?
Same problem. No.
Wow, I thought you could fill up the tub of water and put cold water in it.
No way. No. Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
Not a good idea. Okay. The Einat Zoveh Chayat Ashihei Tseba Hamid Kayen. It has to be a lasting color. You're not chayav midyaraisa unless it's a lasting color. Abav tzeva she'enu mitkayem klal. These are important words. Color that doesn't last at all. Kagon. She'havir sharak o she'shar. These are different types of dyes. Al gabe barzel unechoset utzva'o. What happens if you take a dye and you put it on a crayon? Take a crayon and color a penny. Right? What do you have on the penny? Nothing really. It doesn't really stay. It doesn't stay. If I put dye on a piece of metal, so some metals don't absorb the stuff. It'll come right off. So Rambam says that's putter. Putter means the blood is still forbidden. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but if you did it, it's not the oraisa. Okay. You're doing it temporarily, and it's not really tzoveya. And if it's not going to last forever on Shabbos, then it's patur. That might be one of the ways about the urine strips that we talked about. In the urine strip, you're going to take it, you're going to chuck it. You just need to know the result.
Yeah.
You don't need to know, you don't care, you don't, you know.
It does stay on the, no.
Correct. Some, they also have thermometer strips I heard nowadays that are temperature driven too. Mm-hmm. Same, similar issues. Yeah, you sell them?
Oh, yeah. For kids, they put it on their forehead.
Right, and the color changes.
And the color changes, yeah.
Right.
This is something like for spray.
I recommend, I think, bottom line, if you'd have to take a temperature on Shabbos for a child, it's good to have a mercury thermometer.
You can't get them anymore.
No.
Oh, we can get them.
No, because of
mercury. They've all come off the market. All that's left
is so
battery operated. You can't do it. How do you do it?
Is it illegal?
What? Battery? Oh, mercury is illegal now. Yeah. If
the color ones, I guess.
All the old ones, if you have one in your house, you know nobody's going to come in.
The color one, I think, I guess, if you have no other option. But a kid has to have a serious temperature.
And they're not mercury. Are they? The color ones are not mercury.
What kind of mercury?
No.
It's a battery, right? It changes color.
No, it changes color.
Same thing. Same
color.
Same thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm
talking about in the thermometer. There's mercury, which is
the old fashioned one.
The red ones. The little red ones, which is not mercury. It's a different fluid. It's a different liquid.
Oh, but that's, again, an excellent question. A woman's doing a bedika, so she's not. That she's not intentionally dying the cloth, she's hoping not to die the cloth. Right? And again, she's also going to discard that cloth. It's a disposable item. She's not going to keep it. There was a time that women did keep them, they washed them. Yeah.
So it's fun to play with them like that?
Yeah.
I remember Mercury when it hit the
counter.
It's all, it's dirt. You're not scraping them with smoothing.
See the bottom of your shoe.
Remember we said the bottom of the shoe, just smoothing out the bottom of your shoe. That was the problem. If you have a little bit of smush, you're allowed to get out the dry stuff, but you're not allowed to do anything with water and liquid. I hate to break it to you.
I
just
thought about it.
Yeah, okay. Says Chayam, which is the source of Chayam. He repeats the same thing. One who dies with a permanent dye is Chayam. But a dye that doesn't last at all, Hainu Shema Abiro the Shato.
What kind of dye doesn't last at all?
It's temporary. You have temporary dyes. Well, give me an example of something that doesn't last. That doesn't last.
Versus things.
Hair dye is temporary.
About makeup.
Oh, that's where hair dyes are.
But they're not.
How long does makeup last?
They wash out.
Until you work.
How long does makeup last?
Until you wash out your face.
Everybody's skin is different, so it depends what absorbs and how long it lasts. Mm-hmm. That's all. I just meant, you said the word dye, and a dye is something that purposely colors something.
What is a makeup?
It is a dye, I guess.
Something that purposely colors something.
Maybe blush or whatever that stuff is.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Actually, we're going to talk about that. Okay. Angel Tzovea, King Katav, Rambam says that Rambam says in Tzovea, with the Smag, Smag says the Sefer Mitzvot, Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos, who was a Rishon, who was Rav, something of Kutzi, Rav Meir Mikutzi, if I recall. Since you're intentionally doing it, he says, I don't care that you're painting your face only for an hour or 2 hours. You're intentionally painting. Hmm. That's not dying. What is? So a woman who put on makeup, right? You can see, by the way, that the rabbis struggled with this throughout history. Right? We're going to see there's a Mishnah about it. Now we learn the Mishnah about it. So back in the times of the Mishnah, women were putting on makeup, and then we learned in the Rambam, and now this is the Chaya Adam. So throughout history, they were struggling with this issue. Can women put on makeup? Because the wives are living the husbands. What can I wear? You know?
Earrings.
What? Earrings. Thank you. Okay. And we're going to see it even today, interestingly enough. Yeah. Even though the color doesn't last, the Rambam Patur Aval Asir. He says, according to everybody, it's forbidden. According to the Rambam, it's pater. You're not chayav a korban. It's not a deraisa, but it's asher. It's forbidden. The smag. When we do the smag, shevam zidos chayav kevan shedarachan bekat. Since it's done that way, okay.
What's the smag again?
Where are you? The smag.
The smag.
The smag. According to the smag, means stands for sefer mitzvot gedolot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the name of Rishon. Name of a rabbi. Yeah.
In this, I don't know, you said makeup, I mean, I'm wrong, but you know, like some of the iodines for kids' cuts that's red coloring or yellow in it, so mm-hmm. These are dyes. That's also forbidden?
Sure.
I don't think so. Because then.
Betadine for wounds.
Right, you're doing it. Again, there's a difference between something that's. We would call that a psikresha, delo nichale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this case with your napkin, with your, you know, with your cloth napkin, your cloth towel. Remember we call the psik ratio. What is the classic example of psik ratio? Remember, you say you're going to kill the chickens. You say, well, I don't want the chicken to die. I just want to cut off a cat. Right? So you say, right, it's a side effect. That's called a psik ratio. Psik ratio is a side effect that will definitely occur. So there's something called a psik ratio de nichale. A psik ratio is something that, a side effect, an immediate side effect that you want. Something called a figuresha dilo nihale, something you don't want. So here in the iodine case, do you want to stain your leg?
No.
Clearly not. It's a pain in the neck. Right? So clearly, so many posts can hold that in that case, a figuresha dilo nihale would not be forbidden on Shabbos. Okay?
There's probably a wound and you also don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, there's also another, in addition to that, it might be, it's only the Rabbanon. If it's that, but remember, the iodine has another issue. What was the other issue that you should avoid doing?
No.
There was another issue about using iodine.
The way you put it on.
That's right. Remember how you put it on normally, the way they put it on.
Cotton,
you're squeezing out cotton. You're not allowed to do that. So what? So what was our solution?
Last rod.
Yeah.
Put it in and picked up a drop and
Put
it on that.
Right.
So those aren't available.
Those are better.
What? They're not available anymore either.
You can't use that. So what's the best?
Hey, look, you can believe it.
Even better than that. Buy a first aid spray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. It's always good to have a first aid spray anyway.
She said you're going to do
that. Right. Buy a first aid spray.
Right.
Right, because the applicator is the problem, remember. So that there's no excuse for it, because you don't have to do that.
Anymore anyway.
No black one? Okay.
But you know, like even those, there's band-aids that you can spray on with antiseptic built-in liquid skin, so that would be
That doesn't work. Oh, spray on band-aid?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
Makeup, you can put before shower.
Yes.
Then makeup that is like...
We'll talk about it.
24 hours.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another bedding charge.
Nearly, says Gimel, says the Chayyarim in Gimel, it seems to me, the Mochrei Dagim, Shedanchan Yitzboa Aznei Hadad B'dan. So, if you go to Dabai fish, they're all different colors. You know how they color the fish? Anybody know how they color the flesh? That's right, the seeds. I read that in Wired magazine. And depending, they have a whole wheel, and depending on how they feed them, that's a different color. So you'll notice, it used to be rainbow trout was like, you know, was white. Now it's brown, it's like orange, it's like sand. And it's the only thing to do, it's only to do with what they feed it in the farms, in the fish farms. So, but back then, if you wanted to, you know, you wanted your fish to look a little fresher, what would they add? They would dump a little fish blood on there. Right? It would make it stay and look fresh. Now you're trying to sell beef. Right? What happens to beef after 3 days? Even if it's
brown.
So you got to do something to make it look red, because nobody's going to buy brown meat. You know, it's all the same. No one's going to buy it. It's all the same.
Oh, gosh.
So he says, I think, can you believe a salesman would do such a thing to color his fish to make it look like it was trapped and caught just yesterday? Fresh? Can you? I can't imagine somebody would do such a thing, but anyway. Right, there were artisans that used to color different types of mitikot, of sweet things. Let's say you're a wine salesman. So that back then, people would open the barrels. What does the wine look like? So you have to add a little bit of food coloring because the wine didn't look red enough. Chayav the smug. Chayav the smug. Certainly forbidden. So to color things, intentionally use, even though it's permitted. You know what I'm saying? So let's say, for example, I don't know, you want something to look a little more brown. You have rice. I don't know, it's a hard one. Not something you're going to eat. You have something you're not going to eat, and you want to make it look different. So you take food, and you add in the food coloring to make it look a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
Not cake icing.
Yeah, something that's not food oriented. So we'll talk about one example that he gives us. Let's say, for example, I've seen this, you know, you're having people over, guests for Shabbos. They want a decanter, and you want in the decanter flowers, you don't want the water to be plain water, you want it to be colored water, because it's more beautiful that way. So what you do, you take wax to the bottom, you take grape juice, and you're going to pour it in and mix it. So normally, if I wanted to have grape water, would I be permitted to mix grape juice and water?
To drink.
Without a doubt. But here I'm doing it specifically for the purpose of coloring the water. So that would not be permitted. Although I've never seen anybody actually do that.
Been sprayed lately, like little roses, and when you put the stems in the water, it automatically turns purple. You have no choice.
Oh, over time when they grow.
Water my protege, and they were purple, little roses, and you know how she loves purple. So the stems must have purple on them too, and they went into the water. The water turned purple within hours.
Okay,
that wasn't naturally done. So is that okay?
You're not allowed to put the stems in water on Shabbos anyway.
No, that was before.
Right, so that's fine. You didn't need to do anything. Okay. Source number 5. Asur me'isha shetavir b'shabbos sirak al paneh. A woman cannot put red on her face. Sirak is like rouge. Why? Mishum tzoveya. Because you are
coloring.
Umitam z'asura b'kol b'shabbos. For this reason, you're not allowed to paint your eyes blue. For this reason, he says, you're not allowed to spread dough over her face. Like a mud wrap, I guess it was like. Oh, I don't, you know. Why? Because you know, flow ma'adim habasar. Because what it does is it draws out the blood vessels in your
They do the same thing.
I guess, so you're not allowed, let's say you wanted to, you know, to bruise up your face. So instead of using rules, I'm not allowed to do that. Just wrap it until I bruise myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Who would do that?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that? Anybody?
Not doing something.
Oh, what? No, hit yourself until it's red.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another technique.
She wasn't trying to ruse you. She was trying to.
Yeah, you look too pale, and she'd give out flash and
fun. Some people use alcohol to bring the blood circulation up too. That's why alcohol is not recommended anymore.
I don't recommend alcohol for anything. Okay, what?
Go ask if you keep going.
Some people drink alcohol to bring up the blood. That's not good. Okay. Look up what the Mishnah Berurah says. See in Chaf Hei Mishnah Berurah, Shrak is a Tzeva Adom, is a red color. She shouldn't wipe her face with a red stained garment. Let's say the garment is already stained, like with cherries, or, you know, I cleaned up with grape juice, and then I'm just going to wipe my face. So first of all, I'm not sure how you would do that, because that's chita anyway. I'm not really sure what he meant. But, nonetheless, look what he says at the beginning of the second line, sikrei shehu. Remember, it's a psik reisha. It's a direct result. And what kind of psik reisha is it? The kind that you would want. Matam hadavar. Why is this? Kevin the isha darka b'kachal yapos et atma ayde sviyas panim. Since women, how do they make themselves more beautiful? They always paint their faces. Mishrei shaper kitzoveya. That looks like, it looks like somebody would see her, she, you know, wiping off her face. Oh, what do you know? Rouge, wonderful. Aval ish. But is a man allowed to wipe himself with such a thing? She ain't Dr. Bukak, no mikritzovei, no man who caught dead losing his face. Check the television, Nathan, right?
I put wine on my face during the
summer. Look what he said.
Here it all comes out.
Second line from the bottom. Kamo shikatu sosim in kusim chay. Vimutar nefo tutim usha'ar peros hapsovim. Now that we're lipstick. But,
sometimes
chaps get colored. Even though your face is going to get full of stuff when you eat. That's only if you're not doing it on purpose. You're certainly not allowed to do it on purpose. And I don't know. You have to have some kind of mulberries or whatever. You're not allowed to color your face that way either. Okay, even though it's certainly not Daraisa, but it's prohibited Darabana. Next page. Says Mishnah Mechaber, we came ta karkom bitavshil muta. One is permitted to place a certain spice with a, page three. What? Saffron? What color is saffron or turmeric?
Orange or yellow.
Right.
Curry.
Oh, curry, so it's going to color it. Correct. If you put it in rice or whatever, or soup, it's going to change the color.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Why? Because we say there's in principle, there's no tzviya be'achlin for foods. Now, that's only, by the way, if you're doing it for the purpose of food. Right? If you put it in it, but the food coloring is not a food. Food coloring, what is food coloring? It's an edible dye. And it's not even debatable whether it's edible or not.
So if it's not tasty and you're not doing for, for example...
So that's an example. Like, this paprika.
Right.
But the paprika is not a good example because the paprika is a spice that people eat that does change the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about this case all day. I was thinking about this paprika that he puts on, and it clearly does adjust for looks, but
right.
It does affect the flavor. Paprika is something that people do put in.
I like the
What?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
But
it's a question of doing it,
then.
Yeah, I have to think about it.
Well,
I'm going to
chicken
color. Chicken. I'm going to have to ask.
Yeah, Marie is used to color lamb, like turkey and chicken.
Yes, but it also affects the flavor. It does affect the flavor. Yeah, but you got to put a ton in before it makes a difference in the taste. That red paprika?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
The Hungarian one.
No, not Hungarian pepper. Regular red paprika. Right. Sweet, it doesn't really... You think so? Okay. Here it says, chaf. Remember the case I talked to you about, the towel? Yesh misha omer. Some say, sha'ochel tutim usar peiros hatsovim. That's when you're eating strawberries or other things. Sarach lizar shalo yiga biyadar tzvuos bebegadav obemapa mishum tzoveya. So I'm drinking my grape juice, right? Now my hands are full of grape juice. I want to take my cloth napkin, my white napkin. I shouldn't wipe myself off. Why? Why? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Certainly Zahir. Nun Zayin. See where it says Nun Zayin in Mishnah Berurah, right where it says Chaf?
Chaf.
Okay. Okay. Hainu lahaposkim le'el, this is Yudchet, the Psik Resha de Lo Nicha Asher. Remember we talked about that? A Psik Resha de Lo Nicha? Right, a result, direct result that you don't want.
Mm.
So here, let's say, am I dyeing my white napkin?
Yeah.
Am I doing it?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Oh, you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you hold that this kind of psik resha is usher, then you shouldn't do this. But most posts, we rely on the posts that say that a psik resha, delo nicholei, is permitted. Now, generally, they say it's better to stay away from it, but if that's what you're using to mop up, that's okay.
But even though it's not your intention to dye the napkin, it's just putting yourself, your hands.
The bottom line is you're still doing an action that is dying. It's permitted. We do hold like the those who say it's permitted. But he says it is. Some say that you should stay away from this. I don't think so. I think it's okay. The person certainly is allowed to.
It's a massive spill.
Okay.
Right?
Look at what he says at Nun Tet, though. Look at Nun Tet. Nun Tet, Bibi Gadab. Ubebeget Adom closer came to us in the Kancho. But if it's red, then you certainly wouldn't be allowed to do that. Why? What if it's a red cloth napkin? Why wouldn't you be permitted to do it? Because the color is something you would like. Then it becomes a psik resha denichale. So he says you should be careful. Something to be aware of. Because then it would be something you would be happy about. And I guess so. You're serving what? You also have to remember. I have to remind you also. They were living in a time that, let's say he's living in the 1600s. How often did you wash your red whatever? Right, so if you're wiping your hands on a red cloth, so what was going to happen to that cloth? It was going to get redder and it was going to stay that way for a while. And they didn't. They also didn't have hot water. They didn't have They didn't have a washing machine. They didn't have the ability to bring things out that strongly. So, you know, if it was going to stay that way anyway, you would say, even better, it's red, wonderful. It's better. So today, a lot of these things. He says that you should be careful about them. Maybe just be aware. Something to be aware. Okay, fine. Shmir Shabbos Tilchas, modern day makeup. We're going to explain what the makeup is all about. This is Shmir Shabbos Tilchas. Also, Litzboa et Hashpatayim b'Shabbos Yontov. You cannot color your lips on Shabbos and Yontov. Gamim ha'yitzvuot kvar mibod yom. Even if you had already applied lipstick before. So you're saying, I'm not coloring it, right? Because it's already colored. No, you can't add. You're not allowed to add more. The gam hashimush b'sifson shakuf. Even what if you want to use clear lip gloss? Asher forbidden. Rei lahamim whatever. Okay, the rabbis felt the post can feel that lip gloss. Why did the person put on lip gloss?
Right.
It enhances the shine. That's also was considered coloring of a format of coloring. Okay. What's another problem?
Absolutely. Shearing.
Yes, shearing is also. But don't they have powdered lip? Powdered lip coloring. Do they?
Like a brush. You can do it.
And it's also not smearing, there's paint. They also have, real lipstick. Don't they say, isn't real lipstick?
It's the same thing.
Professional lipstick is what? Is it a paint or it's the same thing?
It's a brush. It's usually in a pot. Like
but you have a little brush.
It's like painting.
It's like painting also.
Yeah. Okay. They have two kinds. It's either the two, and it's already liquid, and you paint it on with a brush.
Yeah.
It's in a jar.
Yeah.
And you sometimes you add alcohol to it.
Really? And you shake it out?
No, you use a brush. You dip the brush in alcohol and then you dip it into the paint.
This is like really heavy duty stuff for me. I gotta tell you, don't get me wrong. You ladies, how you do the makeup? I have no idea. I don't know how you put up with it.
No, but I'm just saying that's the way.
We respect you for it. We admire you for it. We thank you for it. But I don't understand it. Okay.
What about the permanent?
Nun Ah, about no, that you're not allowed to. Right, permanent makeup is considered tattooing. A woman asked me that she had a child that she wanted to etch in eyebrows. For some reason, they like these sharp eyebrows that are supposed to be, and you just basically pluck out all your eyebrows. And that you're not permitted to do because that's considered a tattoo, and tattooing is not permitted in halacha. Different question. They should ask a shayla. Okay. Asura nuntet. Ask your local Asura ha'isha lishtameis b'shabbos yom tov b'podra. What's podra?
Powder.
Good. I've cut A4 powder. Me'urevet b'mishta. Podar shabon with powder that's mixed with mishcha with a cream or powder soap powder. The atnachon shalola take podlat A4 alapanim. You shouldn't even put dust powdered dust on your face. Gamin einam mit badeket teitel al or hapanim. Even if it doesn't stick well. So we'll skip to the next page for a second. Page 4. Let's see what Rabbi Simcha Bonham Cohen wrote in the Sabbath Psalm. This is a very good book. It's actually the second volume came out. Mm. It's very useful. So I sometimes use this. I sometimes use, I don't have the other one, the great books that I show you all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 39 Malachos is also very good. So he writes, and the trick is, though, the stuff on top is in English, and all the footnotes are in Hebrew. Mm. And it's always all the good stuff is in Hebrew at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? You have to read between the lines in a sense. Mm-hmm. Cosmetics, nail polish, Nail polish, one is forbidden to apply any type of nail polish on Shabbos. Okay? Face powder, one is forbidden to apply face powder on Shabbos. Most contemporary poskim agree that this applies to any sort of paste face powder, even one specially formulated for Shabbos use. So what does Rabbi Cohen think about Shabbos makeup?
No such thing.
Correct. No such thing. Mm-hmm.
Answer that nail polish thing about him because that
what?
Band-Aid is like a nail polish.
Look what he says in the star at the bottom. However, one is permitted to use talcum or baby powder on Shabbos to absorb sweat.
Mm.
Or to provide the heat rash, or to prevent heat rash or diaper rash.
Mm.
Okay.
It's medical.
Fine. It's not just medical. The talcum powder, if it's stuck, we'll see in a second, it doesn't stick to the face. You put it on and it goes away.
Yeah.
With a wet bottom, it makes a paste.
And with sweat, it's going to be like cramps, and then you can...
How much are you putting on? You're not supposed to put on talcum powder. It's also, people should be aware, talcum powder is very dangerous when you breathe it.
It's very
dangerous to breathe. You got to be careful about that. Lipstick, eye makeup. Use of any type of eye makeup for any part of the eyes is forbidden on Shabbos. Lipstick. Use of any type of lipstick is forbidden on Shabbos. What they should have just written is cosmetics. Don't even think about it, do they? No. Creams for use for covering blemishes. One who covers blemishes with cream is in effect coloring the skin. Is therefore prohibited to use any type of cream to cover a blemish on Shabbos. Why else is it prohibited to use a cream to cover a blemish on Shabbos? It's smearing. We're already talking about that. Okay.
What if you ever say, sometimes teenagers are very, very self-conscious.
People.
Of their pimples and their
face.
Hopefully that's before Shabbos starts.
Sunblock is not permitted because of also smearing. Same problem.
Even
though
you
can spray
what?
Ooh, I just thought
what?
Happens if you have
cancer
in the
answer. Talk to me afterwards. Plus, you can get a sprayable one.
That's true.
You can get sprayable ones. That's a different story. Yeah, but that's it's also a medical thing.
Yeah.
So again, you have to have a legitimate reason.
Sorry, I just had to ask.
That's correct.
Somebody asked me that the other day. Exact same reason.
No.
What? Was he had cancer?
They had skin cancer.
Can you tell him?
They were.
You know, you should tell him. Ask your rabbi. Right.
The rabbi also talking about
again,
often spray for mosquitoes. Now that the big warning came out, mosquitoes are deadly right now again.
Are they now?
They're coming out real bad with the floods.
Okay.
Right, so that again, what would be the problem? Remember, it's a liquid. Something is totally liquid. There's no problem of spreading. And it's not a medical use. That's a utility use to prevent bugs from biting you. So that certainly, I think, would be permitted on Shabbos, that spread. It's not a medical use. That is not a medical use. That's in order to avoid pests. Correct? Medical means I'm trying to improve my health. Here, I'm trying to use it to repel an insect. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with repelling insects?
You are looking the sun.
Just had to ask.
For health reasons. Just looking the sun.
Yeah, because you don't have the disease. It's to prevent the same mosquito.
Very interesting. Can you get a liquid one? I have to ask that too. Okay, so now I need to ask about that and about the paprika. Very interesting. Definitely. I could see why that would be permitted, right? Because you don't want to, and you burn easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But let's look at the Igros Moshe. This is from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a book, Ashavas and Chuvas. So he says, "Vehitkashet leida leisha." See what it says the first sentence one. "Vehitkashet leisha belipstick." See right, lipstick. Right. I always love Rav Moshe's Englishisms. Okay, lipstick. Ubedavar imutar leisha lekashet belipstick. He's forbidden for two reasons on Shabbos. The Isra Memache, remember we learned that, smearing. Or the Isra Tzviya. Also coloring. The Mulach, if it's wet, Shaleka Memache, right, it's professional lipstick, Yesh Al Kol Panim, there's still Isra Tzviya. Still coloring. He says furthermore, Bechein Asur Isha Mitzvoa Et Paneha. A woman cannot use rouge to color her face. Midin Tzviya. Because of tzviya, aval, but lizrok et powder, lavan al hapanim, white powder, shalom mitkayen klal, that doesn't last at all. Ein baze isur tzviya. So where it is, see where it says on the top, where Rabbi Cohen gets, however, one is permitted to use talcum or baby powder on Shabbos. Where did he get that from? You see right now, he got that from a Moshe Feinstein. Right? You're allowed to put powder on your face. Why? Because it doesn't last, and it's not coloring your face. It's not coloring. Okay. Now, it's
interesting.
What?
White powder.
Excellent question. Not only is that a good question that you're asking, but Moshe Feinstein's grandson asked him the very same question. Look at the next tshuva. Shoot Igrot Moshe, Chelik Hay. This is the very end of his life. Okay? It's Tufshin Dalid Men. He died almost then, 1980 something. He died right around then. The
that's not
D-Y-E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The I don't remember what that stands for. Nechti Hayakar, my beloved grandson. Harav Hagon, Marina Mordechai Temler. Mordechai Temler is alive now. The rabbi in New York. Yeah, Rabbi Mordechai Temler. He wrote a tshuva. His grandson asked the grandfather a question. Hine Nachon Ma Dishavta Ler Harav Hagon Marina Rav Dubin Weinberger. So he says, your friend Rav Dubin Weinberger asked you a question. Somebody, he asked you about something I said. About covering the face. This is what I said. I said, you can't color your face. I said, but white powder was not a problem. Ad kan, end quote. At the end of that paragraph. The Amarta, and you said, for that reason, you could also permit gam b'minei avkat efor, different types of powder, hatsvuim, a colored powder, ukemosu huskar bishmi b'chavera torah b'horah chelak zayin daf chachet. So it's not just white powder. The powder doesn't have to be white. If the powder is colored, also it's permitted, as long as it's the type of powder that doesn't stick. But the Dam Nachon Mesher Amarta, you also said, you were right about, should be Zahir mi leitain heter klali gam la'av kalabana. He says, it's not all white powders are permitted either. She'achar ha'nishayon b'chakirot u'drishot, after I did some little investigation, nira she'rov ha'av kot anim karot b'tamruke nashim, most powders made as makeup, nasot im basis shamine shamnunit, are made with an oil base.
Oh, it's a stick.
Makeup is made, rouge is made, even though it's a powder, it's a powder with an oil base. The yesh mahem shemit kayem and mizman. Why do they make a powder with an oil base?
It's a stick.
It's got to stick to the skin. Because otherwise, who was it? Umemela yesh beruban chashaf sovein. There's a problem of coloring. Veraka echimim sheinam mitkayemo mitarim. And just on only the other ones that don't last are permitted. Without experience, you have to look at it and decide. In my tshuva, kivanti la'avka levana pshuta hamikreit, what is it called?
Talc.
Good. He said, when I was given an answer, I thought, a woman asked me, can I put talc on my skin? I get shvitsi, and can I put talc and powder on my skin? He said, sure, it's not skin, it doesn't last. So people said, oh, Ramosha allowed, so what about colored powder? It's understood when you prepare this makeup, be very careful not to smear. Look how he finishes it up. It's very nice. Your beloved grandfather, the grandfather who loves you with heart and soul, Moshe Feinstein. That's so tender. It's like, you know, it's so nice. So what does he say? So you want to know what Shabbos makeup is? You want Shabbos makeup? I'll tell you what you do. Go home. Take a piece of truck. Okay. Take a bunch of talcum powder. Right? Now take the truck. You ever do that with the sand? Take the truck and rub it over the talcum powder. Okay?
Yeah.
Until you get colored talcum powder. And that, what Moshe Feinstein says, would be permitted. Because that kind of powder is the only powder that would be allowed on Shabbos.
Like for cycling.
The other thing that's interesting is he uses the word lasrobe.
Yeah, just throw it on.
Throw it on more than brushing on, putting it on, whatever.
Oh.
There's a difference with how you're putting it on.
They should have it puffed, that on the powder.
Right now, sorry. Go back to page 3 for a minute. Back to page 3. How many more time?
You're just about, you got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Unless I'm fast.
I got about 4.
Hold on.
Whatever.
You'll notice the Shmir Shabbos Kibbutzah says, he said, without use anything. Look at the footnote. I just wanted to give you the footnote.
On page
3 at the very bottom. I saw the Choshen Sim Kufnan Bav, Shochan, I don't know what that is. Something, I don't remember what that is. The Chol Shatzava Eino Davuk Lanitzva Eino Begetet Tzviya. If it doesn't stick, if the color doesn't stick to the colored, it's not Tzviya, it's not coloring. Ulam ba b'shut igrat Moshe or Chaim Shimon Kufiyu Dalit Osher. Moshe says no. I don't care, it's still forbidden, prohibited. The kacher radat the ragon of Shlomo Zalman Orbach shlita. That was the tradition of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now it's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach zichron lebracha. He has passed away since. Ein sham beigrat Moshe, the im rak zorkin al hapanim et haavka. If you just look what he says, if you just throw it on the face, the ena midbeket hitev, it doesn't stick. Muter. The ragon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach shlita the patpek amidei. He wasn't comfortable. The chos in the kavim the tzvia. He says if you're trying to paint your face. I feel it was man muat minala mahatir. Even if it's for a short time, why should it be permitted? According to some opinions, it's also an Isra Raisa. So Shlomo Zalman says, listen, if it looks like a duck, and smells like a duck, and sounds like a duck, it's a duck. What do they call it? Shabbos
makeup.
Okay? What's the point of Shabbos makeup?
It looks like makeup. Yeah, trying to get around
that. And it works like makeup. Mm-hmm. The whole point is, how could Shabbos makeup be permitted? Rav Moshe's whole point was, Shabbos makeup is permitted. Why is it a powder permitted? Because it doesn't stick to your face. And if it didn't stick to your face, nobody would buy it. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody agrees, it's not, so Rav Moshe said, if you just take talcum powder, it doesn't stick, you want to color your face a little bit, it's permitted. Even Rav Moshe, you know, like all these errors come out, it's kosher according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's hard to see, he allowed talcum powder. You know, you want to dry your face off. And so he said to his grandson, it's permitted.
People do sweat.
I thought the whole idea with Shabbos makeup, yeah. You put it on before Shabbos. And it lasts
through
Shabbos.
No. That's not what Shabbos makeup is. So let's go to page 5.
Before Shabbos, you can put whatever
you want. Right, first it wouldn't last. But it wouldn't last. What?
You
don't permit it. Remember what I said.
Mm-hmm.
There you are, right? Page 5. I found this on the Starkey website. Starkey has all kinds of great articles on their website. Okay, page 5. Makeup. Let's just skip the blush and rouge. Okay, you'll notice, by the way, let's go to B at the very top. The following one guidelines regarding the use of Shabbos makeups. Note, whenever a reference is made to Shabbos makeup, this refers to powders that have been tested by a reliable halachic authority to meet the standards of Rav Moshe. Moshe Feinstein, Zichron HaTzadik Livracha. As previously noted, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichron HaTzadik Livracha now, no colored powders may be used ever on Shabbos. So again, I'm showing you the distinction. So when they say permitted, permitted according to Rabbi Feinstein, and not permitted according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Skip down to blush and rouge. These powders are used to add color to one's face and to enhance cheek color. Regular powder blush may not be used on Shabbos. However, as previously mentioned, there is Shabbos makeup powdered blush available that is not long-lasting and may be used even according to Rav Moshe under the conditions listed above. Blush and cream or stick form may not be used on Shabbos because I'm in my reyach or sovei. Now, somebody sent me this. There's like guidelines on reflection Shabbat cosmetics. You have to know how to use it, and specifically, you can only have the same color, and you have to use the put the applicator and put it on. Between you and me, if the Shabbos makeup works the way they say it does, which means it doesn't work, save your money and save your energy. And spend it on something more useful, like extra grape juice, for to cover all the stuff that you spilled. That you don't get out. I'm not going to say it's awesome. Rav Moshe permitted it, but to me, sometimes you have to ask if it looks like makeup, and they call it makeup, and they're marketing it. You're walking a very, very fine line, a line that I wouldn't necessarily recommend walking on. Okay, we'll continue.